Now, for about 20 minutes, let's practice Maitri, or loving-kindness meditation. Loving-kindness is the antidote to anger, depression, impatience, and anxiety. It's the antidote to fear. In this meditation practice, we extend our loving-kindness to all beings, beginning with ourselves and then expanding out to loved ones, strangers, even our enemies, and then to all beings. To do so, we connect with our innate gentleness and warmth. We'll see that we each have an unlimited supply of loving kindness to offer all beings. To begin, find a comfortable seated position and let your mind settle by resting attention on the breath for a few cycles. Let the eyes be closed. Maitri begins with complete and unqualified acceptance of ourselves, just as we are. We spend so much time beating ourselves up, judging our every thought and action, and just generally feeling inadequate. And this is so exhausting. Let it all go. Instead, you can offer loving kindness to yourself. Take a moment to recognize how hard you work in your own life, how much you're responsible for, the obstacles you're able to handle, and the things you've accomplished, whether or not it's been easy. Tune in to all the effort you make to live the best life you can, and with this image of yourself in mind, say these words to yourself, silently. These are the traditional phrases, but feel free to substitute words that feel more comfortable to you if you like. The important thing is to touch in with the feeling of genuine appreciation. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Now let this image of yourself go and bring to mind a loved one, someone who, when you think of them, your heart just naturally flowers open. It takes no effort. It could be your child, a parent, a partner, a dear friend, or even a pet. It can be someone you know now or someone you knew in the past. Bring this person's sweet face to mind and send them these phrases. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Now bring to mind a stranger, someone for whom you have no feelings, positive or negative. It could be the person you buy coffee from every morning, or a person you passed on the street walking to work. Bring their face to mind as best you can. Know that just like you and just like your loved one, this stranger faces obstacles and disappointments. Send out the phrases to them. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Let this stranger go and bring to mind someone who is traditionally called an enemy, someone who has hurt you, angered or disappointed you, or acted in some way that you find really unpleasant. You don't have to go right to the most awful person you've ever known, but you could. If you have no one like this in your life, no one who you would call an enemy, you can think of a public or historic figure who you feel has done very bad things. Fix this person's face in mind as best you can. Even though it may be incomprehensible, deep down, this person is also simply trying to be happy. Send them the phrases. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Now let your enemy go, and for a moment, flash on the idea that all beings, seen and unseen, past and present, known to us and unknown, long for happiness. We're all in the same situation, and we can wish this happiness for them. Our hearts can be this big. Let's send these phrases to all beings. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Now let the practice go. Sit in shamatha for a few moments or as long as you like.